This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's just over a year since the pandemic forced school closures across the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, and the nation. Closing proved to be the easy part. It looked the same pretty much wherever you lived, but reopening, now that's been a challenge. How many days a kid can go to school, what counts as being present, and even what's included in science class this year? Well, all of that depends on district border lines. WLVR's Chloe Nouvelle has the story.
If you started at Liberty High School in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and drove 8 miles in either direction, you'd find what counts as school is very different. But across the board, educators are up against the same things. Dr. Harrison Bailey is Liberty's principal. This is what he hears when he talks to other local principals.
I can tell you that every meeting we've had all year long, there's at some point been a conversation about engagement and student failure. We're all dealing with it.
Liberty is one of two high schools in Bethlehem. In this district, kids can go to school 2 days a week. The rest of the time, they're remote. It's asynchronous learning, so students are mainly on their own. Lots of lessons are pre-recorded, like Netflix. It's on demand. Bailey says before the pandemic hit, his school had a 96% attendance rate. He says that number dropped to 86%. But he says they can't approach truancy the same way they used to. They need to show compassion and grace.
We've done that to the nth degree in terms of really trying to work with families, really putting some other things in place to try to improve that engagement.
The school has streamlined the curriculum. Bailey says they got rid of things that weren't essential concepts and skills.
We referred to them as the must-dos and the may-dos.
That's Tara Richards, a ninth grade biology teacher at Liberty. She says the must-dos and may-dos do not apply to AP and honors courses, but other classes have been pared down by as much as 25%. And the way Richards grades her students has changed too. She says that's because kids aren't on a level playing field. Some kids may be zooming into class with 5 other siblings at home. Others may have learning support from a parent, so Richards had to adapt.
I don't want to say, well, you know what, I feel sorry for you, so I'm not going to count those 2 assignments. Well, no, I appreciate and empathize with what you're going through, but now you need to do this. So I think we're kind of walking that line now and realizing it's hard to hold a standard but still have compassion, but we've got to do it.
And remote learning isn't just an issue for students and teachers.
What about parents who have to put food on the table? What about parents who have to go to work?
Carly Smith is a mom of 2 in the Easton Area School District. It's just a short drive from Bethlehem. They've been running the same schedule, 2 days in, 3 days remote. But Smith is done with hybrid. She's calling for all grades to go back 5 days a week.
We can do better as the district. Much, much, much better. Districts all around us are doing better.
Easton plans to bring K through 5th graders back 4 days a week, with K through 2 starting April 6th. The district says middle and high schoolers that want to get back in a classroom that much must demonstrate a need. Bonnie McCarthy is Smith's neighbor and a fellow Easton parent. She says struggling with academics, that's one thing. But remote school brings other consequences that can't be measured on paper.
We have heard from parents whose 2nd graders, 3rd graders don't ever want to leave the house again, hate their lives. They have no friends. They have no socialization all the way up to high school where students are being hospitalized.
McCarthy says kids can't keep doing this Zoom-based system, that it's not a replacement for school. But not every district in the Lehigh Valley sent their kids to Zoom. Within the borderlines of the Catasauqua Area School District, the word hybrid still refers to cars, not schools. Their high schoolers have been back for in-person learning 5 days a week since the fall. Adam Schnugg is the principal at Catasauqua High. He says students who choose the remote option follow the same bell schedule as in-person students. They attend classes at the same time, learning the same lessons from the same teachers. Unlike Bethlehem, their curriculum hasn't been pared down at all. The school hasn't had a drop in attendance, according to Schnugg. But when it comes to academics,
the in-person students, they are performing better.
Schnugg has some ideas as to why remote students aren't doing as well as their in-person classmates.
We are so much better at identifying when a student is off task just by how they look or their body language, or I can tell if a student is bored based on how they're sitting in a classroom. When we bring in this virtual component, we've lost all capability to do that.
So with such a wide variation in how kids in the U.S. are learning this year, what does this all add up to?
It means large equity gaps and educational outcome gaps. large gaps.
Dr. Brian Perkins is on the faculty at Columbia University's Teachers College. He says it will take some time to see the harm to students' educational careers.
When we start to look at the cumulative effect of being out of school, not having those in-person experiences, we will see a big gap in academic performance.
Perkins says while there are always exceptions, places where kids do better than expected, history teaches us that
in places where they don't have the same resources, they already started out with resource gaps, opportunity gaps. Where those have been exacerbated further, you're going to see performance gaps widen.
As this strange school year comes to a close, addressing the gaps may have to wait at least until every school is fully open again. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.